Wednesday, Vayera, Shir 282, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Zayin. Ve'anoichi teilas veloy ish. I am like a worm, not like an ish. Teilas veloy ish. So either it means that I'm weak like a worm, I'm shvach. Or it means I view myself as a telas, I view myself as lowly. Cherpas adam uvezuyam, I'm mischaref, I'm embarrassed, people are making fun of me. Uvezuyam, and I'm also mevuze by nations. So either referring to Esther Amalka, referring to David HaMelech, referring to Klal Yisrael, or referring to all three, like we said, Tilam has many, many pshatim. But we're referring to an individual that is being mevuzeh by the street, by the goyim. The attitude towards Yidden is as if they're teilas. And that's, the Rebbeinu Shem does that to remind us, we discussed it last night in the Rebbe Avigdor Miller for Life Shir, that the Rebbeinu Shlalom sends sinna from the goyim to remind us of who we are. We shouldn't get mixed into the goyim. We should stay separate from the goyim. So, therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlalom, David HaMelech is stating that he is a teilas, he's like a worm, he's looked down upon, frowned upon, v'layish. He's not even viewed as a human. When people attack Yidden, they're not even viewed as if they attacked men, humans. Cherpas adam v'zuyam, they're mechurif, they're considered an embarrassment. Either people embarrass them or they're considered a embarrassing adam. Most mefarshim explain it means that people embarrass them, uvezuyam, and nations embarrass them. So either it's Klal Yisrael, Esther, or David HaMelech, but the point is Klal Yisrael in Galus is looked down upon, and we're going to continue and see how we respond based on that. But the point is that a person shouldn't rely on Kaychi Veitz Miyadi, shouldn't rely on his own physical strength, his own abilities, but rather on their Rebbeinu Shlom, and that's why sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in such a situation that he's a teilas v'lo ish, to train a person to realize that he has to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.